Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone with us, Colonel C.J. King from Fort Knox with our Fort Knox update. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. We are ready for this time change.
Does this make the reset back to factory settings?
I don't know. I tell you what, I'm looking out the window right now. It's completely dark outside. It's almost 0800. It's time to set them back.
Yeah, yeah. November 1st, of course, like you said, we set those clocks back an hour. What all is going on post that folks can get involved in?
Yeah, so we have an event coming up tomorrow night, and I need to make a slight adjustment to it. And I say that because we've been advertising this heavily. It's our Oktoberfest-themed right arm night. Previously, we've kind of advocated for folks throughout the community, whether they're affiliated with the military or not, to come to this event. I will tell you that based on kind of what we're seeing in the region for COVID-19, just a slight spike, we're going to kind of adjust the attendance at that. That event is still scheduled for Friday. It's from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Sabre and Quills Veranda, but it's now limited to only members of the Fort Knox workforce and their families. And again, that change is due to the increase in COVID in the region that's kind of emerged the last week or so. We do appreciate everybody's understanding on that. Our aim is to have a full-scale Oktoberfest, as everyone knows it, next fall, should conditions permit. And then just as a reminder, for folks that do attend, it'll be the soldiers, Army, civilian employees, and family members. All COVID-19-related CDC and Fort Knox guidelines will remain in effect. So that'll include the wear of face coverings at all times except for when eating or drinking. Folks that are planning to attend, for more information, they can go to the MWR website and get it.
What else is happening on post? It seems like there's always something to do.
Yeah, so we've got a 5K timeless turkey prediction run coming up. It's Saturday, November 14th. It'll be at 10 a.m. Starts at Brooks Parade Field. This is a pretty cool event. It's not the fastest time that wins, but it's the person that most accurately predicts how long it'll take them to complete the race prior to the start that will actually win. Cost is $20 or less. All the information for that is on the FMWR website of the Digital Garrison app, and that kind of leads me into my last talking point here. A lot of folks wonder how to stay up to date with what's going on post. I will tell you, we've got a lot of platforms out there. Probably the best site is our army.mil/Knox. Our public affairs office updates that with relevant content throughout the week, keeps it up to date. We also have Facebook, we have Twitter, and then the Fort Knox website and Digital Garrison app. All those are great sources for information about what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Colonel King. That is your Fort Knox update, and we are Quixie 98.3.